The story is told that when the Chassam Sofer was appointed to be Rav in Matostov, so the Chassam Sofer was Rav in the city of Dresnitz. He then became Rav in Matostov, and a short while later, he became the Rav in Prishbark. So when the Chassam Sofer was going from Dresnitz to Matostov to be Mekabel the Rabbanis, so he passed through Prishbark, and he went to visit the Gaivid of Prishbark, who at the time was Rav Meshulam Igra. Now, Rav Meshulam Igra was famous to be a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Goyin. In yeshiva lore, from all the Goyinim that lived in that Kufa, it's possible that Rav Meshulam Igra was the greatest. And the Chassam Sofer knew that, and the Chassam Sofer had a suffix that maybe when he goes to visit Rav Meshulam Igra, he has an obligation to make a bracha. The bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRaza. Now, the background to that bracha is a Gemara Masechtes Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Haraya Uchluse Yisrael. If somebody sees Uchluse Yisrael, so Rashi says, what does it mean Uchluse Yisrael? It means 600,000 Yidden. So if somebody sees 600,000 Yidden, Omer, he makes the following bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRaza. And the reason you make the bracha chacham harazim she'ein daitam doim zelozeh ve'ein partzufeim doim zelozeh. So the nusach of the bracha chacham harazim has something to do with the fact that if you see 600,000 yidden, so really what you see is the totality of the diversity of all the different deis that Jews can have, right? Yisrael is yesh shishim riba yosias l'toira. There was 600,000 yidden when the yidden left Mitzrayim, and in Pnimius HaTorah, there's 600,000 Yidden always. And if that's the case, there's 600,000 Deyos. So there's this Indian of 600,000 Deyos. If someone sees 600,000 Yidden, oh, he's looking at that, and you make a special bracha. The bracha you make is Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam Chacham HaRazim. So the Gemara on Nun Ches Amud Beis tells a story. Rapapa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Havaka Ozli Ba'orcha. Rapapa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they were traveling together. Pogu Beib Rav Chanina Breid Ravika. And they bumped into Rav Chanina Breid Ravika. Amrulei. So Rapapa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rav Chanina Breid Ravika, Bahadi de Chazinon, Barchinan Allah Tart. You know, we're so happy that we just met you. We're going to make two brachas. And they got up, B'Shem HaMalchus. They said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Cholak Mechachmasoi Le'Yireyev. Now that's a different bracha. That's a bracha that's also mentioned here in the sugyas in the end of Masechtas brachas, where the Gemara says, Haroya Chach Mi'Yisrael, you're supposed to make that bracha. So they said, oh, a grace chacham, so we're going to make that bracha. Additionally, they made another bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehecheyanu V'Kiyimanu V'Giyanu L'Zman Hazeh. 30 days goes and you don't see a person, and then you meet the person, and here's the important caveat, you're happy to meet the person, so there's an Indian to make a Shehecheyanu. So they made these two brachas. Amr Luhu, Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika told Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Ano Nami, me too. Kivan de Chazik Tinchu, now that I see you, Chashavtinu Ilovai Kishit de Ribav on Beis Yisrael. I feel like I just saw 600,000 Yidden. And I'm going to make not two brachas on you, I'm going to make three brachas. Hanach Tarti, he went and he made the bracha of Shecholak, Ashecholak Michachmas Liyreyev. He made a Shecheyonu, and then he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Chacham HaRazim. Amrulei, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika, Chakimas Kulei, hi, you're such a Chacham that you hold, that you know that you can make a bracha on us, the individual. Chacham Arazim, Yavu Be'enayu, they looked at him in a funny way, V'shachiv, and he ended up dying. So the Gemara tells a fascinating, very, very cryptic story, where Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, they have this encounter, Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika, Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika makes the bracha, Baruch Chacham Arazim. Now it was a big chiddush what he did, because although there is a makar to this bracha, but what does the Gemara say? If somebody sees Uchluse Yisrael, you see 600,000 Yidden, that's when you're supposed to make the bracha. But he held that they were choshev to him, literally, on the level, as if he would have seen 600,000 Yidden. So what did he do? He belted out this bracha. They weren't happy about it. Chakimas kulei hai, yavu be'enayu, and mysteriously, v'shachiv, he ended up dying. Now, this idea that you can make the bracha of Baruch Chacham HaRazim even on a yachid is not mentioned in the Rambam. Rambam doesn't talk about it. But at the same time, At the same time, the Torah does bring it. It's an Arachayim, it's a Simen Reish Chaf Dalet. The Torah says as follows, Haroya Shishim Ribay Biyachad Mi Yisrael. If somebody sees 600,000 Yidden, Oymer, Baruch Atah Hashem Alikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Chacham HaRazim. Vim Heim Goyim, you say something else. Now, says the Torah, Vim Roya Afilu Echad, Shehu Muflik B'chachma. Let's say you see one person who's Muflik B'chachma, Yivarei Chacham HaRazim. You can make the bracha. What's the raya? The Rab Chanina Breid Ravika Baruch Kad Chazik, the Rab Papa. He made the bracha when he saw Rab Papa and Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua. V'yesh Oymim, says the Torah, there's some that say, She'im Bezman Hazem Misha Roy Levarech Alach Kach. That Bezman Hazem, there's no Yochid that's right to make the bracha on, and as a result, today, don't read Zachain, that you met someone that you think you can make the bracha on, because really there's no one you can make the bracha. So with that introduction, the Chasam Sof is about to visit Rav Meshulam Migra. And he had a tzad that although the Torah says, it could be there's an exception. And the exception is none other than Rav Meshulam Migra. And he had a tzad, maybe he's supposed to make the bracha. But he wasn't sure. Make the bracha, not make the bracha. Now, misafik, it's 2 days in the Torah. You can't make the bracha. So he had an etzah. He walks into Rav Meshulam Migra, Shalom Aleichem. Incidentally, the encounter between the Chasam Sof and Rav Meshulam Migra is mentioned in a few truvas in Eben Ezra Chelik Beis. We have raid bites on these truvas. In the sugis of B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam, where Rav Meshulam Migra told him that everyone today is chashid. There's no one that's a kasher anymore. And the reason is because they all shave with razors. But the bottom line is, so the Chasam Sof comes and he says, Rebbe, Rav, I have a shayla. So what's the shayla? He says that the Gemara has a whole discussion whether or not he's supposed to make a bracha on a yachid, chacham harazim. And he read the Gemara. And he read it the way I understand it, b'shem ha-malchus. He said, Tanu Rabbanan, harayuch lusay Yisrael, oymeh baruch ato Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam, chacham harazim. Imam said over the bracha, reading the Gemara ki'ilu, b'shem ha-malchus. But he said, I have a kasha. Because he wasn't making the bracha, he was coming to talk to him and learning. So what's he telling him? He said, how come the Rambam doesn't bring it? He doesn't understand why the Rambam doesn't bring the salacha. So he says, Apasha, you're going to tell me that the reason the Rambam doesn't bring it is because maybe the Rambam holds like the Torah. And he held, she'im b'zman hazem, misha roi levaruch alach kach. He said, but the problem is, the Rambam brings the Hilchas al Mashicha. So if the Rambam brings Hilchas al Mashicha, k'she'ibona beis hamikdash, may it be a meinu, there's zichah going to be people. If that's the case, so he walked and he wanted to make the bracha, but he wasn't sure if he could make the bracha. So he said, Pashit, I'll say it derech limud while I'm talking and learning. I'll have a kasha, and like this, I'll be able to make the bracha. And this is what he asked Rav Meshulam Migra. So Rav Meshulam Migra told him, he says, no. He said, no. He says, you want to know the Rambam didn't bring it? I'm going to tell you why. He said, because it's not noyik b'zman hazeh, because he held like the Yesh Oimrim in the Torah. She'im b'zman hazeh, misha roi levaruch alach kach. Aye, it's a Hilchas al Mashicha. He said, when Mashiach's going to come, it's going to be Umala Oretz Deus Hashem. He said, when Mashiach's going to come, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. You're going to have Moshe Rai Mehemna, you're going to have Aaron HaKoyen, and you're going to have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and there's going to be Yosef HaTzadik, and there's going to be David Malka Mashicha, and you're going to have Abaye V'Rava, and there's going to be Ramein Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yeshua, and then you're going to have all the Gedoyle Yoilam, and Rashi, and the Bali Toismas, and the Ramam. He says, you're going to have all the Gedoyleim. So if you're going to see a person who's on the level of making a chacham harazim, there's not going to be a din to make a bracha. You know why? He says, the reason there's a hava meaning you can make a bracha like this on a yachid is why? It's because it's such a davar mechudish. So it's the chiddush of why you're able to make the bracha. He said, but when Mashiach's going to come, it's not going to be such a chiddush. It's going to be, wherever you go, you're going to see people like this. So he said, Mamon of Shach, today you don't make it because there's no one on the level today. And so Rav Meshulam Migra told the Chasam Sofer, that's the teretz of your kasha. So the Chasam Sofer told Rav Meshulam Migra on the spot, he said, if that's the case, Kumiyashav Toysus Yontif's kasha. He said, which kasha from the Toysus Yontif? He said, the Mishnah says, Masechtas Bava Basra, Davchof Dalar Amid Beis. Marchikin Eso Ilam in Oir Esrim Vachomej Amo. Ubacharvu Vashikma, Chamisham Amo. Abashol said, Kol Ilan Srak, Chamisham Amo. The Rambam in his Yad Chazaka does not bring Abishol's halacha of Kol Ilan Srak Chamisha Mama. And the Tosfos Yontif, in his commentary on this Mishnah, Berak Lo Yachbar, he asks as a kasha, why did the Rambam not bring this halacha? L'chura, Abishol said it, I don't see why you should be chaylik on this halacha. Why is it something that he didn't bring? Says the Chasam Sofer, I'm going to tell you why. He said, because the Nemuka Yosef says, on our sugya right here, that really all these halachas of marchigin esoilam in ear esim v'chamishamo ubecharav uveshikma chamishamamo, all these dinim are not noyik bezman hazeh. He says today, unfortunately, noye yo ear halavai, we should have an ear. Halavai, there should be Shalom. But Noye Yair is something that unfortunately is unattainable in Galus. It was something that was Negei Eretz Yisrael, and even then, only when Klai Yisrael's be Yeshuvon. Abu Begolus, this is something that's not Negei. So he said, Bismanazeh, the halacha is not Negei. Norvos, it's going to be Negei when Mashiach comes. And the Rambam brings the Chilchus of Mashiach. So said the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara says, and then the Masechtos Ksubis, Asidim kol Islone Srak to be Moitzni Peiris. When Mashiach comes, there's not going to be Ilone Srak anymore. So he said, if there's not going to be Ilone Srak anymore, so it comes out when Mashiach comes, this halacha is not going to be Negei either. So he told Rabbi Shlomo Migra that your teretz to why the Rambam didn't bring the Baruch of Baruch Hacham Arozim, it's not Negei now, why not? Shein Bezman Azam Mishiroi Lebaruch Alachkach. He says, yeah, when it's going to be a Hilchus on the Mashiach, who's going to be on the left? It's going to be commonplace. There's going to be a day where it's going to be Negeya. It's true. There's going to be a day when, in theory, it's going to be Negeya. But not Ilan Eisrak. Because Hasidin, call Ilan Eisrak one day to be Moitzi Peiris. It's not going to be such a thing anymore as he's Ilan Eisrak. So it's not Negeya now, it's not going to be Negeya then, and as a result, it's for that reason that said the Chassam Sofer, Lefi, what you're telling me, your logic, this halacha was not brought down. Either way, this was the Shak Levitaria between the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Shalom Igra during that encounter as the Chassam Sofer was passing through Prishbarg. Obviously, one day, Prishbarg would become the Mokoim and the art of the Chassam Sofer. But at that point, he was Ivrei Drachim. He was just passing by. This was the encounter that he had together with the great Rabbi Shlomo Migra.